It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, it's kind of tough to break the trend that we've been talking about, and that is cattle continue to be very strong and trading up at their upper end of the range, especially the feeder cattle market. They did have a little bit of profit-taking here last week. They finished down just a little bit lower for the week, but we still are up at the upper end of the ranges, and as long as that border stays closed with Mexico, I think that's going to continue to help bring support into the cattle as tight supplies continue to be the biggest issue. We're also seeing, you know, the cattle being strong because of the strong stock market. You know, the Dow, the S&P 500, NASDAQ, all trading up in the upper end of the ranges. We did see some profit taking in the Dow, but it's still up at the top end of its range. And then, you know, one that we don't really talk a lot about, Bitcoin continues to also be very strong.
Sure. Not only that, but you mentioned too, maybe like canola and the some of the veg oils.
You know, that's a good point. You know, we've seen a really strong recovery in the rapeseed in the canola market, you know, because of Canada's Stats Canada's report cutting production, and supplies are tight as far as canola is concerned. So that's also seeing some good strength. Bean oil also seeing a little bit of a push here last week.
What's not hot then?
You know, I would go with the soybeans. You know, we continue to see some pressure coming in the soybeans. It's kind of like we're spinning our wheels. We've got good exports, but South America is not seeing any issues, and that is causing this market to just kind of waffle around. And even though we're moving forward and slowly gaining a little bit, we're really just not pushing that market. And we're running out of time as, you know, we're looking at Brazil starting harvest here at the end of December, likely being the, you know, good harvest progress or good harvest activity taking in place in January. So if we don't start getting some big exports take place pretty soon, we could miss out on some sales for soybeans.
It's Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.